He is a man of around 50, struck on Anna Lynch's Pecot with milk and whiskey, who does massages and has more dirt on him than an old dog has fleas, kicking stones and knocking snow off walls. Have you ever heard of this old boy Tom or Tim of the fishy stare who belongs to Kimmage, a crofting district, and is not all there, and is all the more himself since he is not so, being most of the time down at the Green Man where he steals, pawns, belches, and is a curse, drinking gaily 2 hours after closing time, with the coat on him, skin side out, against reparations, with his socks outsewed his spring sides, clapping his hands in a feeble sort of way, and systematically mixing with the public, going for groceries, slapping crates and little gets soundly with his catgut belts, flapping bare sides and waltzy wembling about in his accoutrements, always in font of the tabernacles, like a long-armed lugh. When he would be finished with his tea, is it that fellow? As mad as the brambles he is, touch him, with the lawyer sticking to his trouser shins and the swatman nodding on the basque of his beret. He has kissed me more than once, I am sorry to say, and if I did commit glad rolleries, may the loon forgive it. Oh, wait till I tell you. We are not going yet. And look here, here's my dear what he done, as snooks as I'm saying so. Get out, you dirt, a strangely striking part of speech for the hottest worked word of your sprogue. You're not. Unhindered and odd times? Mere thumb show? Lately? How do I know? Such my billet. Buy a barrack pass. Ask the hornies. Tell the robbers. You are alluding to the picking pockets in Lower O'Connell Street? I am alluding to the picking packet, but I am alluding from Lower Connor Street. Now, just wash and brush up your memorias a little bit. So I find, referring to the pater of the present man, an eerily demented brick thrower, I am wondering to myself, in my mind, qua our Ark of the Covenant, was Touche a Methodist, whose name, as others say, is not really Tom? Was this salt son of a century from Boderstown Shivering William, the sealiest old forker ever hawked Cranick, who was always with him at the Big Elm and the Arch after his teeth were shaken out of their sockets by the Rang Dog for having 5 pints 73 of non-Aryan blood in him abeft the seam level, the scatterling, wearing his cow beamer and false clothes of a brewer's grain pattern, with back buckins with his motto on, "You'll remember," ostensibly for that occasion only of the 12th day Pax and Quantum wedding. I'm wondering. I bet you are. Well, he was wandering, you bet, whatever was his matter. In his mind, too, give him his due, for I'm sorry to have to tell you, hello and Evo, they were coming down from off him. How curious an epiphany. Hodi Costas S. Abronkaton? It looked very like it. Neither knows necess, and neither garments. Man is minded of the meager what? Woolly? Walty? Aye, another good button gone wrong. Blonde man's blaff, like a skipped leaked lintel the arbor lightened with? Pamela's, Peggy Lee's, Polly Wally's, Questuance, Quaint Aquilities, Quickomaries. Concaving now convexly to the semi-demi hemispheres, and, from the female angle, music ministering, were the subligate sisters P and Q, Clopatrix Shariapist, Mutatis Mutandis, in pretty much the same pickle, the peach of all Pidum, the quest of all quicks? Between ourselves, the prettiest pickles of unmatchable mutants I ever bo peeped at, seesaw, shall she, since the town go went gawning on pranksome quain. Silks appeal and sulks a lusty, boy and giddle, gape and bore. I hear these two goddesses are liable to sue him? Well, I hope the two Collinses don't leg a bail to shoot him. Both were white and black arpist at clever spieler knicked. Gelsbach, I, languished, listed, etudes for the right hand. Were they now, and were they watching you as watcher as well? Where do you get that wash? This representation does not accord with my experience. They were watching the watched watching, fetchers, all. Good. Hold that watching brief, and keep this witching longueur. Now, retouching friend Tomsky, the enemy, did you gather much from what he let drop? We are sitting here for that. I was Russian mad, no lie, about his shapeless hat. I suspect you must have been. You are making your thunderous mistake, but I was dung sorry for him too. Oh, Sham, not really. Were you sorry you were mad with him then? Man, I tell you, I was Russia Marodna mad with myself altogether. So I was, for being sorry for him. So? Absolutely. Would you blame him at all stages? I believe in many an old stager, but what seemed sooth to a Greek summed nooth to a gentle. Who kills the cat in Cairo coaxes Cox in Gaul. I put it to you that this was solely in his sunflower state, and that his heliodraping het was why maids all sighed for him, ventured and vied for him. After Putawayo, Kansas, Liburnum, and New Amsterdam's, it wouldn't surprise me in the very least. That tear in this mole, your tear in our smile, 'tis life that lies if women's eyes have been our old undoing, lid after lid. Reform in mind size his deformation. Tiff puff of my nostril, would you puff the earthworm outer my ear? He could cladboost his eyes to the birth of his garce, he could lump all his lot through the half of her play, but he just couldn't laugh through the whole of her farce, because he weren't built that way. So he out and outs his volumen Tangier, and has a lightning consultation, and he down-a-downs his pantalugians and made a piece of first-proportional purity that stay still remains to be cleaned.